Milo's Money Days are here, and we're making it rain for rewards members. For the first time ever, when you make a purchase of $200 or more through July 12th, you'll get up to $30 back in extra Milo's money. Not a member yet? Join for free today, because members get more at Lowe's. Milo's Money Award varies based on status. Members in gold get 30, silver get 20, and bronze get 10. Milo's Money valid for 30 days. Restrictions and more terms at Lowe's.com/Milo's Money Days.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, her husband has always been a total skeptic until her friend shared a story with him.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Indeed it is. Love to hear your ghost stories. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. It's Tony and Todd with you on today's episode. I found if you're trying to convince somebody that ghosts are real, a conversation is usually not the way to do it.
Yeah, because they've already made up their mind and nothing you say will ever make them believe.
Even if a ghost shows up sometimes, it doesn't make them believe. They're just like, well, it could be this or that. And in some cases, yeah, but I don't know.
That's the society we live in. Like, whatever we believe is what we're going to believe, no matter what proof is shown to us.
That's true. And it could be on ghosts. It could be on the weather. And
yeah, or politics or whatever you want it to be. We've just gotten to a point like we have no open mind to anything. And then there's people who open their minds and believe everything that they hear and see too.
And there's that too, where it's like, no, not everything has legitimacy to it. There are things that are total bullshit. There are things that are valuable, and there are things where somebody's trying to trick you to think some other way.
But
this is an interesting one. Let's go to the phone call about that ghost story that maybe, in fact, did change someone's mind. Hi.
This is Corrine. I live in Nevada, Las Vegas, Sin City itself. I called in and told you a story about my daughter and I. Actually, it was three stories. But I wanted to call back and tell you about a story that my friend had told me. This is one that never really believed in ghosts or the paranormal, and it's the only story that's ever got my husband thinking, because my husband doesn't believe in any of it. You tell him anything, he's like, everything has a logical explanation, or mind is a very powerful thing, but this is the only one that he just can't bring himself to say that he thinks it's something paranormal, but I think he thinks it. Anyway, and so of course I won't be using my friend's real name, but my friend told me that when she moved away to college, she started having these horrific nightmares every single night for the whole 3-4 years that she went to college. And at first she chalked it up to being homesick. You know, she had moved out of her parents' house. And after a while, she just kind of got used to it because what could you do? And she just had nightmares all the time. And then when she met her husband and moved in with him, the nightmares went away. And so she thought, okay, well, maybe I just, you know, I was alone. Maybe I just needed somebody. Who knows? And so for the first couple of years, everything was fine. And then she had a baby, and her baby would not sleep. She said she cried constantly, just constant crying unless she was being held. I took her to the doctor several times. He was like, must be colic. You know, I'm not quite sure what's going on. So they tried everything to get the baby to sleep. And so she said up until the kid was 4 years old, she cried all the time. Wouldn't sleep in her room. Couldn't sleep in her room. She'd have to, like, lay down with my friend to be able to go to sleep. My friend, of course, is exhausted after 4 years of a non-sleeping child. And so finally, when the little girl could talk some more, she was about 4 and a half years old. She was crying one night, and my friend had it. She was like, look, you're going to stay in your own room. We're done. Like, I don't know if I ruined this or what, but you're not sleeping with us anymore. So one night she put her to bed, and of course her daughter starts crying and crying and crying. And so my friend finally goes in there, and she's like, okay, look, you can talk now. What is the deal? Why aren't you sleeping? And her daughter was like, the little girl in the dresser won't leave me alone. She's really mean. And my friend was like, what? What do you mean the little girl in the dresser? And she's like, she won't leave me alone. You know, she's crying and saying the little girl won't leave her alone. And my friend went, oh my God. And she said it was like when, you know, in films, the movie reverses and her mind just went back. And she said when she moved out and went to college, she bought that dresser from an antique store. And she had nightmares for 4 years. And then when she met her husband and moved in with him, he had furniture. So the dresser went into storage. So when she moved in with him, nightmares were gone. When they had their baby, they brought the dresser out of storage to put in the baby's nursery, and it had been in there ever since she had the baby, and that the baby wouldn't sleep. So the day that her daughter told her the little girl in the dresser wouldn't leave her alone, they moved the dresser outside, and she was like, her kid slept, no problem. Started sleeping, everything was fine. And she left the dresser outside, and her landscaper asked her about it. And her landscaper was a very religious man, and she knew this, so she thought, I'm not going to tell him anything about it. But she told him, you know what, we don't have room for it. Like, why don't you just go ahead and take it? He was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Took it home. That was it. Kids slept, no nightmares, perfect, loving little family. Well, about 2 months later, she asked her landscaper, she said, hey, how's that dresser? And she said that he clammed up and just kind of looked at her. And she said, what's wrong? And he goes, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, but we had to burn it. She said, why? And he said, my wife said there was a little girl in that dresser that was like evil, and she wouldn't leave her alone, and she got really scared. And so they took it outside, he chopped it up, and he lit it on fire, and he burned it. He was like, I'm so sorry. And my friend told him, oh my gosh, no, like, that's totally fine. And then she told him their experience with it. But she said that she completely made sure not to tell him the history behind it, because she wanted him to take it, first of all. And then she thought, well, maybe it's just haunting us. But that was her story of that dresser. And I just don't even know how to explain. Like, that's just crazy to me that wherever it was driving people crazy. And I felt so bad for her baby that as a baby was probably seeing this and, of course, can't say anything until she's 4 years old, the poor kid. But she's been sleeping soundly ever since. And so that was one of my favorite stories. Another was another friend, and this friend completely didn't believe in ghosts or paranormal. She was like my husband. Everything has an explanation. You know, your mind's a powerful thing. But one time, she lived on the next street over from me back in Texas, and she had two daughters. One was about 4 years old, and the other was like an eight-month-old baby at the time. Well, the four-year-old had this really long, thick, black, curly hair. Really long. So anyway, and our husbands were both federal law enforcement, so they were working night shifts. And so she was home alone one night, and she said that her baby starts crying, you know, as 8 months old do. And she said, you know, oh my gosh, I'll be right there. And she got up and she went to the bathroom and she goes, I know I was awake because I turned on the light and I was telling her the whole time that she was going to the restroom, like, I'll be right there, I'll be right there. And she goes into her kids' rooms. She had a toddler bed and a crib in there. And the girls shared a room. And her baby was standing up in the crib crying. And her other daughter was sitting on the hamper with all her hair flung over her head, looking down, swinging her legs. And she told her daughter, we're going to call her Maria. She said, Maria, what are you doing out of bed? Get back in bed. And the kid wouldn't answer her. And so that made her mad. And she said, did you wet the bed? Like, what's going on? Get back in bed. The kid wouldn't even look at her. So she picks up her crying baby and she says, I'm going to be right back to deal with you. And she turns around, looks back at her daughter, and she was like, don't you move. Goes back to her room, and the rooms are right next to each other. She walks into her room and sees her older daughter with the long black hair passed out completely in her bed. And she's like, what the heck? And that's when she realized her daughter was in a nightgown and the little girl she saw in the hamper had pajama pants on. So she put her baby in her bed and she got in bed. And I said, you didn't go back and look? And she said, no, I figured, I don't even know what to think. And I was like, I would have lit my house on fire. But she never explained that. But after that, she got really scared of that house. She worked at home. And after that incident, she had a really hard time because her desk was in a corner, so her back faced, you know, one of her living rooms. And she said she had a really hard time concentrating at work after that because she kept feeling like something was there, and she would look over her shoulder when the girls were at school. And so I thought that was also a really cool story. And I just thought I would share with you those two stories. Because I think that I don't understand how those things happen, and it just intrigued me. So I just want to also say thank you for giving us ghost people this outlet. Like I said, my husband doesn't believe, and I tell him my stories, and he just kind of rolls his eyes at me. But it's nice to know that other people believe strongly and that you're not the only one. So I enjoy your show, and I hope you guys have a good day.
I could see that being convincing.
Yeah. And I'm with her, like, burn everything. Like, if the dresser bothers you, burn it. If there's something in your house, I'm sorry, you got to go. That's just the way it is for me.
That'd be an interesting story. If you went to like a consignment shop or an antique store and you buy a dresser and like, okay, I'm going to come back and pick it up. And you get there and it's gone. Oh, I'm sorry. We had to burn that. There was the spirit of an evil little girl in there. And she's gone. But we'll give you, I'll tell you what, store credit. Can I have my money back, please? No money back. We will give you store credit. There's,
I, you know, the thing is, and I purchased stuff from resale shops and stuff like that. Yeah. I bought a buffet for my dining room, but I always do that, and I'm a little cautious of it because I do believe sometimes there's energy that can hang on to stuff like that. You know,
100%. Yeah, there's a, I think it's in Missouri. I could be wrong. It is the largest furniture used antique furniture showroom I think in the country, because it encompasses like 30 warehouses. It's amazing to walk through if you like looking at furniture, but this is like all stuff, like some of it's from like castles overseas and had been brought in, and we're in these like mansions of homes that have been taken apart. You can tell some of it like was built in pieces to homes. 100-year-old stuff and even older. And then, I mean, all the way up to current day. Giant windows that you can tell, like big windows that were in the sides of these old Victorian mansions and such. And it's just building after building after building of this stuff. You can get lost there. But I'll tell you what, there are vibes in that place with the amount of furniture and stuff from old homes. It's a weird, weird location. And it's just crazy being in that app, in that environment too.
And so you could actually feel it when you were there?
I could, and I normally don't feel anything. But there was so much stuff and so much history. It was over. I got to look up what that is. I mean, it's almost worth, like, if you're ever doing a road trip, to go off the beaten path to find it. We just happened to come across it one day a couple years ago. And it was just like, my God, like, who knew this was even here? And it's, I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, people will go there from all over to get very unique pieces of furniture, one of a kind things. It's cool.
It sounds really cool. It also reminds me of people that collect quote unquote haunted items and then keep them locked up someplace. I wouldn't do that either. That's just something that I wouldn't want a room with haunted items.
I don't know what on earth would ever happen. I mean, this place is so damn big. It's spooky because at some point you got to figure, well, they'll close at some point. And no one's going to want to move most of the stuff out of there. And there's just so much of it. I mean, it's truly, it boggles the mind once you see how much they have in there.
And it's, I gotta check that out.
Yeah, it's creepy and cool at the same time. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to all the bonus material, advanced episodes, and everything there, all ad-free, check it out on Apple Podcasts on our premium channel or through patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Dom. Minos.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.